1055 and 1059, the Hawk number one for New Country, the All-American 8 o'clock hour. And we do this every day from 8 to 9 o'clock. It's our salute to our military, their families, this great country. And it's very fitting that we take a moment to talk about an organization that was founded by a veteran to help other veterans. And here to talk about that is Kaysten Pickens from Pocatello. Kaysten, you're with PTSD Veteran Athletes. Now, talk about this. PTSD stands for something different for your organization.
Yeah, absolutely. It stands for Professional Transformation Sports Development. Basically, it's our swing on giving a therapeutic aspect to, you know, outdoor adventure, getting veterans released from PTSD.
Exactly. So it kind of has a dual purpose there, dual meaning. And it was founded by a veteran named Russell Davies, and a guy that you've come to know quite well. You guys are great friends. Obviously, you work together in this organization. Tell the Hawk Flock about Russell, because I've been kind of researching him, looking at the Facebook page, watching the videos and the posts, and all I can say is this dude is an absolute superhero.
You know, he is incredible. There's nothing about that. He, you know, it's purple. He has a purple heart. The thing about him is I got to know him about 8 years ago, and he's, like you said, he's an absolute animal. You even look at him, you know, a lot of his posts, you know, he's an animal. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. The thing, he's always looking to find a new way. He's donated his whole life to this. You know, when I first met him, you know, he was struggling with PTSD himself. Got introduced to the kayaking world. It kind of changed his whole world. You know, flipped the script, so to say. Yeah. And when his best friend took his own life, he really dedicated his life to this cause.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's constantly doing something. Like, a couple weeks ago, he was climbing Nepal and
the
Island Peak. Yeah. And yeah. 2 weeks ago, we were actually at a 5-point film festival in Colorado. Right now, he sent me to speak because he's in New York, you know, doing more awareness. So he's constantly raising awareness for this.
Now, the mission of PTSD, Professional Transformation Sports Development, is a pretty focused mission. And why don't you tell us what that is?
You know, the overall mission is, of course, to reduce the overwhelming number of suicides in veterans when they come home. But bigger than that, we're giving them the introductory course to, you know, a sport of their choice. We do 4 a year right now, kayaking, snowboarding, skiing, rock climbing, and mountain biking. But bigger than that, once we introduce them to the course, we don't want to just send them back on their way. So we actually take care of all their accommodations while they're here, all their travel here to Pocatello, and then we donate all necessary equipment and gear to them when they leave, so they have the necessary to continue it as they move on.
Yeah, and maybe pass that along to other veterans that they know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well. And that's another part of, you know, our mission eventually is to grow it into, you know, a social networking platform to where, you know, you sign in Colorado and you look and say, hey, these people are into kayaking too. You want to go, you know, hit the water.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when it comes to combat veterans, you know, you're not a veteran, I'm not a veteran, but I think we can all appreciate that it's a brotherhood. And that these troops, you know, these soldiers, these Marines, they experience things that, you know, civilians will never understand.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I've never tried, you know, like, put myself in it because I'm not there.
Yeah.
But I have understood it. You know, cool thing you said about that camaraderie is when we were in our winter course, actually, we were up at Pebble and we were kind of stuck in our van. And not even the second time we were stuck, it was like instantly all the veterans say, well, let's just get out and push.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's that
let's
mindset.
Solve the problem.
Yeah, it's all
exactly.
of it. It's that mindset and that camaraderie that we really are, you know, trying to rebuild. And it was awesome to see that.
And it's that kind of go getter attitude, that physical, adrenaline fueled activity. That you have a mission, you know, you're very focused when you're in the military, especially a combat veteran. And when you come back to the United States, it's like, where do you direct that energy? You know, when you come or you're discharged, you come back, where do you direct that energy? And unfortunately, and Russell fell victim to that as well, you start doing things that aren't good for you. And this organization directs that energy into something extreme that gives him that rush and that thrill.
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing for Russell is he couldn't, you know, adapt. He was so combat, you know, he was front lines of battle, exactly. And it was, everything was, you know, constant combat, and he come back and there was Yeah, nothing compares. Exactly. Nothing compares. Yeah. And until he got out, you know, in free open white water with the adrenaline of, you know, paddling in all the white water.
Yeah.
And it really flipped the script for him, like he said.
Yeah, and he is sharing that experience with other veterans that are struggling with PTSD. The statistics are staggering. 22 veterans a day.
Yeah,
it's, take their life.
Like we said, it's overwhelming, and that's
unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They survive combat and the front lines overseas and in foreign countries. They come back here, and it's just too much, or it's not enough, as the case may be.
Yeah, and that's, yeah. You know, it could just be not enough.
Exactly.
And so we're trying to get that therapeutic aspect.
What I've seen you guys doing with these veterans is quite a lot. I mean, I've done some whitewater rafting. I've jumped out of an airplane. I've done a few extreme things. But the way that Russell does it and these veterans do it is inspiring, to say the least. It is thrilling. It is amazing. And it is such a unique and important thing that you guys are doing with PTSD veteran athletes. This program is amazing. And it is one of many great programs that the Hawk Flock, if you're listening, that you can help support and donate to. Tomorrow, May 3rd, which is Idaho Gives Day, it is the biggest day of giving to Idaho nonprofits like PTSD, and we encourage you to do that, not just tomorrow, but every day. If this is one of those programs or nonprofits or charities here in East Idaho that touches your heart or inspires you to give until it feels good is what I say. Because I'm telling you, Kasten, you and Russell and everyone else involved with PTSD are doing for our veterans that come back and are struggling is inspiring. It really is. And it's important. And just want to say thank you guys for doing it. Seriously.
No, absolutely. You know, it's our pleasure. And we thank you for recognizing and finding us.
We're going to spread the word.
Yeah, that's the plan.
All right. Cool. Check out the video. Check out the link. And make sure you get online, idahogives.org, tomorrow and donate to PTSD, Veteran Athletes, Professional Transformation, Sports Development. It's veterans helping veterans. And God bless you guys. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.